Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled, Who Am I? And the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Judge not that you be not judged, but with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? And how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. The reading makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Who could fault its logic? Why do you see the speck that is in your brother or sister's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Except for this possibility, what if you don't notice the log in your own eye? In other words, what if you lack the characteristic that many spiritual counselors consider one of the most valuable human qualities? What if you don't have self-knowledge? When we think of knowledge in general, we think of learning, of education. And once we complete the customary amount of schooling in our culture, we decide that it has come to an end and we move on into our lives. No more education. Does that mean no more learning? With the exception of training programs associated with our working lives and general information from the media, believable or not, for many, that's just what it means. No more learning. That is a troubling idea. As our minds continue to develop, shouldn't the seeking of knowledge be accepted as a naturally advancing process? But is it? In the area of religious knowledge, for example, once many Catholics have absorbed the basic information in the catechism, the stories from Bible history heard in grammar school, and various moral principles, how many seek new insights into spiritual realities? When comparatively new understandings of evolution are brought to their attention, many reply, I prefer the old ways. As if truth were not only time-limited, but finished, completed, I know enough. And self-knowledge? Many seem hesitant to seek it because of what they may learn about themselves. I remember my own reluctance when I was offered the opportunity to join a group years ago. What would I learn? We are told that the negative characteristics we most dislike in others are actually reflections of those that hide in ourselves. Could I take it? Some consider self-knowledge only the province of psychology and therefore not worth a great deal of their time. How sad. We were born to learn, and when the subject is the self, the quest can be life-giving. Doesn't the question, who am I, deserve an answer? And isn't that answer connected to the day-to-day work of becoming not just older, but somehow newer, greatly enriched by the varied experience of the years? Don't I want to know that new person? Isn't the ongoing becoming of myself increased and deepened by the relationships that welcome me into the human community? Welcome me and mirror to me that log in my eye that needs attention. And whether we choose to be changed by it or not, haven't we heard that the universe is on a holy evolutionary journey into the possibilities that will become God's kingdom? Regardless of our preference for grammar school Catholicism, don't we want to know more about that? Or do we cling to the old ways, insisting that what once was true will always be true, and overlooking the actuality that while truth is the same, we are not? that, like it or not, we belong to evolving realities with growing responsibilities. And don't we want to know more about that?